come out.
Okay.
And this song is called Disgusted, because that's how we all felt going back to work on Tuesday.
That's so correct.
Here we go on right. Something About the Women.
Stay tuned, everybody. I'll talk to you again next week at 9 in the morning.
Is it playing?
No.
Aux 1? Yeah. I don't know.
Wow, it did play for a second, right? Everybody heard it for a second, and then what happened?
I don't know.
That was perfect. It was. We did such a good job. I don't know.
Let's try it again.
You're on one, right?
I'm on one. Oh, no. This is one.
Yeah, and okay. One is up. Push the button. It should
All
play.
Right. Let's see what happens.
It always happens with your first song, Sue.
I know. Is it playing now?
No.
Well, screw that.
What should we do instead?
How about you just
switch to two?
All right, let's try that.
Yeah, try that and we'll...
You know, technology hates me. As much as I love technology, it hates me.
Yeah.
Are we ready?
I think so.
All right.
You broke your stuff.
Perfect. It's WMFO, everybody.
A lion is a lion, a bee is a bee, and ain't no man gonna make a monkey out of me, cause I'm disgusted. He takes all my money right down to my last dime. I'm so disgusted. Whoa, I'm so salty. I'm so tired of these men trying to make a monkey out of me.
go.
Good morning, friends.
Welcome.
Oh, they were still talking there. That was Spite and Dival, and that was the daughter of the two main singers in Spite and Dival. Her name is Dina Miller, and she is the daughter of Mark. And oh my goodness, her name is escaping me. I talk to her on email all the time. What the heck is her name? Anyway. Wow, that's embarrassing. But they're not listening. Spite and Dival, great sort of roots band from America, you know, Americana roots kind of stuff. They're from sort of the Hudson Valley area, I believe, in New York. So anyway, that was Make Me a Pallet on Your Floor. That's from their recent release called Social Music. I'm sorry. God, I just can't do it. Social Music Hour Volume 1, where they sort of recreate a bunch of traditional music in their style. And we started off with brand new music from Lisa Bialas. Her new album is called The Beat of My Heart, and we heard Disgusted. And I mostly played that just because, you know, it's so hard after the holidays to like get back to the grind, and then the weather is cold, and it's snowing, and it's pain. And so anyway, that was my feeling when I popped that one in there. So it's almost 10 past 11 here at 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I'm Sue. I'm so happy to be here with you to host something about the women today. Have been here since Christmas Eve. So I hope you had a good New Year's, and hope you keep your radio tuned to 91.5 for all your holiday listening and year-round as well. Let's continue with a little music from Susan Tedeschi here on Something About the Women.
For a good man.
are married to the blues. A picture by my bedside. In a frame that's got a crack of one of my old lovers.
the blues.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Yes, all our furry friends would agree. Please adopt. Especially, you know, in this weather, you have a nice dog to keep you warm. I had a two-dog morning. It was great. My dogs are very warm in the morning. Anyway, we just heard from Kelly Chapoue. I'm not sure if that's how you pronounce it, but it's C-H-A-P-P-U-E. And that is from a compilation I just discovered called Blues Women International, the Hobson Sessions. And I've actually been to Hobson. Hobson used to be a plantation, and they have a great music hall there. It's in Clarksdale, Mississippi. The song we heard was Good When I'm Bad. So that's a great compilation, so you should check it out. A lot of good people on there. Shamika Copeland did Married to the Blues from her album Turn Up the Heat. That's from 1998. Aaron Harp and the Delta Swingers did Charles River Delta Blues. from their album Love Whip Blues. And we heard Susan Tedeschi doing Hampmotized from her album Wait For Me from 2002. It's 11:29 here at Something About the Women. My name is Sue. Big shout out to Jane, who apparently is listening, probably from Medford, where it is snowing and very sort of gray out. I was actually doing the calculations as I'm hauling probably 40 pounds of CDs and equipment up to the station, just so I could have everything at my fingertips instead of planning ahead, which most normal people would do. But anyway, I'm climbing up the three sets of stairs to the studio thinking, oh my goodness, I have to haul this stuff all the way back down, and how much snow can be on the ground by the time I get back there. 2 hours, an inch an hour maybe, not too bad. But anyway, I'm glad I'm indoors for now. And let's see, we've got brand new music. Jennifer Kimball, one of our favorites here at Something About the Women, she has a new disc. It's coming out soon. It's called Avocet, and I happen to get my greedy little paws on a copy. So we'll take a listen to that, and we'll sort of go into the more mellow folk groove for a little while. Again, if you have requests, hit me up on the Something About the Women radio show Facebook page, or you can give me a call here at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. All right, Jennifer Kimball here on Something About the Women.
Saturday day, the evening sun at your back, June light. You carried seven tall iris, violet black. A wooden bowl in your arms, handmade. You let your corduroy shirt fall to the ground, and no one noticed your brand new brown linen dress.
you no harm. So believe me when I tell you I'll never do you no harm. Oh, darling, if you leave me I'll never make it on my own. So believe me when I beg you, don't ever leave me alone. When you told me you didn't need me anymore, well, you know I nearly broke down and cried.
on a ferry boat bound to Victoria, laying down to hide from the wind. The Big Dipper hanging over the city. You know, everything now is different for me, and it ain't no use in explaining the scenery. Help me forget where I've been. A kind friend, remember who I am. It's too late in Spokane, so I call a ride through the Cascade Range. I saw the sun die in Olympia, running down on Capitol Lake. Now I ask you for some relief. It's one true route that you bring to me. It's 3 a.m. It is good company.
Yeah. is Sarah Blacker, one of our favorites here at Something About the Women, and she is playing tonight at Club Passim. I guess it's just called Passim now. She's playing at Passim tonight in Harvard Square, one show, 8 o'clock. And I looked, there's still some general admission seats left. I think all the tables are sold out. But if you get a chance, you definitely want to go see her. She's playing along with New England Groove Association. I guess that's sort of her new band, or maybe a band that she's doing with this show. And then the opener is Greg Townsend of Paraloon. So Sarah Blacker, that was the title track to her. I believe it's her most recent album called In Waves. And if you want to try to get some tickets, go to Passim.org, and you can see if you can get some tickets online beforehand. You can have dinner there, and I serve drinks now, so check out Sarah Blacker. And we will have her up on the show sometime soon. We tried to make it work out for today, but it was just kind of last minute. We heard the Indigo Girls going back a ways to Hey Kind Friend. Actually, now that I'm looking at it, it's like 20 years ago. Shaming of the Sun from the Indigo Girls. Sean Colvin did Whole New You, and that's the title track to that album from 2001. We heard Trina Hamlin covering the Beatles there with Oh Darling. Brand new music, just a single out from Valerie June called Shakedown. Just came out, and Jess Klein did Little White Dove from her 2000 album, Draw Them Near. And we started it all with brand new music from Jennifer Kimmel. She is funding this through Pledge Music, and I believe you can still pledge for that. The album is called Avocet. We heard Saturday Day, and what's cool about the Jennifer Kimmel thing is that if you pledge, there are all kinds of really cool things that you can get, including there's a private CD release show. So you can go to Pledge Music. It's going to be in Cambridge. So go to Pledge Music and see if there's tickets left for that. Should be great. That private show is February 12th. And then she's going to do the CD release show on March 22nd, also at Club Passim. And that is in Harvard Square, Cambridge. All right, up to date. You're listening to me, Sue, on Something About the Women on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Want to remind you that if you're not within our listening area, or even if you are, because sometimes it's hard to lock in 91.5 on your FM dial, you can always listen on the WMFO app or on WMFO.org. And I believe we're also on TuneIn. So no excuse to miss it. And speaking of missing it, if you do miss it, archives of all the shows are available for about 2 weeks after the show airs. You just go to the schedule page on WMFO.org and navigate to the show you want to hear and go to the archive for the date you want to hear, and you can listen right there in the privacy of your own home. All right. We're all caught up on what we heard. It's 12 noon straight up. The snow is falling. It's like a whiteout out there. But we've got you covered here. So stay warm with me for another hour until Brian Young comes up with Crash Course for the Ravers. All right, we're going to go down a little bit memory lane here. Old track from Ms. Patty Larkin here on Something About the Women. Oh, that didn't work out. I'm starting again because it didn't like me again. Sometimes I just think that technology doesn't like me. All right. Let's give that a whirl. Right.